Matthew Smith had a terrific day yesterday. We're hoping to get to him shortly about Fierce Impact, because I asked you, Brinny, what that horse would be worth now. He's so well bred, he could be worth anything as a stallion prospect. And it was a terrific training by Matt, because he took the horse away from an Epsom where he looked a live chance, thought, no, I can win a Toorak. And we've got Matt on the line. Matt, good morning.
Morning, Ray.
Hey, Matt.
Terrific.
Hey, how you going, lads?
Good. Hey, Matt, congratulations on what was a great training effort. You could have gone to the Epsom, but you had the focus on the Toorak. Can you explain that decision? Obviously, it's paid off, but the Epsom was there potentially. He showed against Colding, he was right up there, but you were happy to go Toorak.
Yeah, we he's a horse that definitely appreciates having that extra week between runs. Mm-hmm. And just because he was coming off a first-up run, quite a big effort in first-up, I just felt I didn't want to go back 2 weeks later. I just wanted to give him that time to get over the run. And he was able to have a nice, easy week the week after that race, and just really picked him up and got him back in form. And just having that extra 2 weeks was just better for this horse. And so we were either going to the Epsom or the Toorak, but the Toorak, probably with the 3 weeks between runs, was really our focus. So it was good to pull it off.
Yeah, it was a fantastic run, and it was a competitive race, the Toorak Handicap. It was a big field. What do you do with him now, Matt? Where are you going to head to with Fierce Impact?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure. I mean, I suppose it's either the... we've paid up for the Cox Plate all the way through, so it'll either be the Cox Plate or the Cantala Mile at Flemington. Mm-hmm. So it'll be one of those two. I'm not sure that he'd get in the Cox Plate at this point in time. So I'll probably bring Greg Carpenter tomorrow and just see where he... think he fits in, just so I can get a plan together. So I'd like to focus up on whichever race so we get it right. So if he doesn't think we'll get in the Cox Plate, we'll go to the Cantala.
So you win the Group 1 Toorak Handicap, the time-honoured Toorak Handicap run on Caulfield Guineas Day every year. We've seen Toorak Handicap winners like Cole Diesel and the Might and Power. They've gone on and I'm not sure if Might and Power ran in the Toorak, but they've gone on and blitzed him in the Caulfield Cup. How can he not get into a Cox Plate after winning a Group 1 mile?
I'm with you, but I think he'd probably be on the borderline, say.
Yeah, it's mate. Actually, you know what, Matty, Brinny, Cole Diesel was a very good classic example. 30 years ago, Cole Diesel, he actually won the Caulfield Cup. Couldn't get into the Cox Plate the next week. And Matt, I don't think this is as strong a Cox Plate, nor nowhere near as strong as it was back then. So either way, can I ask you then, Matt, what's his best distance? Because I thought his Summer Cup win back in December last year at 2000 was excellent, but he showed a terrific turn of foot yesterday over the mile.
Yeah, look, with the blinkers have certainly really straightened him out and focused him. I mean, you've got to remember, Pre-Rata only beat him a couple of lengths in the All Age, in the 1400 Group 1 at Randwick. So I don't know now. Like, I feel 2000 is absolutely no problem for him whatsoever. But, you know, now he's got the blinkers on, he might be more effective at that 14 to a mile. Mm. You know, he definitely showed a turn of foot yesterday we haven't seen before, in the same first up at Randwick. He showed an explosive turn of foot. So, I think we've just got to... I suppose now we're at the mile, we'll stick at the mile now. But, you know, next preparation, we could sort of focus up on some shorter races maybe and see what happens.
Yeah.
So he's a Japanese horse. How did he come to you, Matt?
So he was identified by Arvo Demijan from Tried and True Bloodstock, and we do a lot of work with Arvo with these overseas horses, and he identified him at the Tatt sale, actually, and we were pretty keen to buy him. He was a son of Deep Impact, and he was out of a group-winning mare. He had a great pedigree, and we bought him out of the Tried sale over there, and I think his last race over there was over 2,600, and we got him back to Australia and sort of worked out pretty quick he could win over shorter distances, and he won at Randwick over 1400 second up here in Australia. And we've had taken a bit of time to develop him. He wasn't a straightforward horse when we get them. Some of these horses that go through the tried horse sales, they've got some bad habits, and he had a few bad habits, so it did take us quite a while to sort him out. But certainly now that patience has paid off, because he could have easily gone the wrong way, but now he's comfortable and confident in his racing, and he's doing well. So it's been a big team effort all round, and we've got some great owners in the horse. They've been so supportive of the stable, Francis and Chris Cook, and we've got Nick Sheen and Dennis Shop and Darren Thomas and from Adelaide, and Mark Pilkington. So we've got a fantastic, fantastic group of owners in the horse. It's been outstanding, you know.
Yeah, and Matt, it's probably an unfair question to ask you, but given now he's a Group 1 winner, given his extraordinary international bloodlines, what's he worth for his impact?
Yeah, like he's a full of a Group One winner. He's probably deep impact out of a Group winner. He's got to be worth something now, you know.
If I said 10 mil,
he's got to be on the radar. Yeah. You know, he's certainly, with the breeding the way it's gone in Australia, it's changed now, and horses like this will be well received, you know. So I think he's definitely he's worth good money now, and I'm just delighted for everybody involved.
Sounds like you're ready to catch a plane back, Matty. Just one quick one. Sweet Thomas, was the track a bit too firm for him yesterday?
Oh, look, Dwayne said he travelled really well. He seemed to think that he's just not acclimatised yet. You know, it's just not mentally got his mind on the job.
Right.
And we sort of, his work's been great at home, but he hasn't been taken to the races. And I suppose we had a bit of a question mark coming down to Melbourne with him, but his work's been so good, I thought we'll roll the dice. But, yeah, he'll be having a break now. We'll get him ready for the autumn. We'll give him a break and just give him some time to get acclimatised, and we'll go from there with him.
Terrific. Hey, Matt, we don't want you to miss that plane. Congratulations on Fierce Impact's win. Great training coup, and we look forward to seeing the horse again during the spring.
No, thanks to me. Much appreciated. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.